From the Ingle Studio, this is the Northwest Georgia News Podcast from the Rome News Tribune, Calhoun Times, Catoosa Walker News, and the Polk County Standard. Today is Saturday, April 13th, and happy 77th birthday to singer Al Green.
Let's be together, loving you.
Keith Ippolito, and here are the stories Northwest Georgia is talking about, presented by Drake Realty. The impact of Polk Fire Rescue's transition to paid position on local community safety. Barry College Dean named Oglethorpe University Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs. Calhoun recognizes National Telecommunicators Week with official proclamation. These stories and more are coming up in today's edition of the Northwest Georgia News Podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Polk County Fire and Rescue Service took a significant step forward with the introduction of paid firefighters at Station 6. This marks the first time the largely volunteer agency has regular staff at a station in its 50-year history. The station will now have a minimum of 2 firefighters on duty between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. The move aims to enhance fire coverage during daytime hours when many volunteers are at their primary jobs. The department's chief, Mike Hanushin, hopes to fill all full-time positions soon. The initiative is expected to improve response time and potentially reduce home insurance rates by enhancing the department's insurance services office rating. Gabriel Baranecki, currently the Dean of Humanities, Arts, and Social Sciences at Berry College, has been selected as the new provost of Oglethorpe University in Atlanta. Oglethorpe University's president, Catherine McClyman, highlighted Baranecki's commitment to student success, innovation, and multicultural perspectives. As provost, Baranecki will oversee all academic affairs, faculty, and related departments at Oglethorpe. Previously, he served as chief academic officer at Berry College's Evans School and held leadership roles at Rollins College in Florida. Baranecki's academic background includes degrees in Spanish and Hispanic languages and literature. He is set to join Oglethorpe University on July 1st. During the regular meeting, Calhoun City Council honored local 911 employees ahead of National Telecommunicators Week. An open house event by Gordon County 911 will be held on April 16th. The city received a favorable fiscal year 2023 audit report, showcasing its strong financial position. Annexation and zoning requests were approved, as well as a beer and wine pouring license request. Additionally, a roadblock request for a church event was approved. Calhoun Utilities Water and Sewer Director Eric Henson provided an update on efforts to address per- and polyfungal substances in the water supply, including plant modifications and ongoing litigation. A presentation by leading experts on PAFS is scheduled for the next council meeting on April 22nd. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. Back in a moment.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. If you're looking at cereal options for you and your family, be sure and notice a few things. Number one, what's the unit price? That's the price per ounce shown on the shelf tag. Number two, what's the serving? That's on the Nutrition Facts panel. And also on the Nutrition Facts panel, you'll see the amount of sugar and fiber. Look for a cereal that has 3 or more grams of fiber and 10 or less grams of added sugar.
And now, back to more community news on the Northwest Georgia News Podcast.
The winners of the Walker County African American Historical and Alumni Association's 2024 Black History Month contest were announced, including Macy Landon from North Lafayette Elementary School winning first place in the elementary school art contest. Maryam Muhammad from Muhammad Home Based Schools secured first place in the middle school history poster contest. Winners received ribbons, certificates, and monetary awards and were featured on the Beverly's Historical Moments television show on March 21st. The winners were celebrated alongside teachers and association representatives. Floyd County Commissioners received updates on renovations at Richard B. Russell Regional Airport, including the extension of the main runway by 1,000 feet funded by SPLOST. A $3.8 million federal earmark will extend the taxiway unrelated to the SPLOST project. Kinetic Aviation Maintenance is moving operations to the airport with plans for a new hangar. The commission also approved funding for a new truck for Public Works, issued proclamations for Sexual Assault Awareness Month and National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, and approved items on consent agendas, including permits and contracts. Georgia's Department of Public Health ceased its weekly updates on new COVID cases and fatalities after over 4 years. The final report issued on March 27th cited a continuous decline in new cases. The state started these reports in March of 2020, initially daily, then transitioning to weekly. A COVID resource website now provides information on virus-related inquiries and treatment. The final report revealed 1,330 new cases statewide with 38 fatalities, including cases from Floyd and Bartow counties. The cumulative impact of the five counties included confirmed cases and deaths, with free testing still available at the Coosa Valley Fairgrounds in Rome. Cave Spring is embarking on a $15 million water system upgrade, with $12 million secured through a loan from Georgia Environmental Finance Authority and $3 million from the local sales tax funds. The project aims to improve the aging water distribution system, increase water pressure, and reduce leakage. GEFA's loans offers a reduced interest rate with over $5 million in principal forgiveness. Additionally, the city approved a bid for phase two of a sewer project and revisited a proposed sign ordinance to address concerns about billboard placements in the downtown area. We'll have closing comments after this. Thanks again for listening to today's Northwest Georgia News Podcast. For more on these stories and other great content, visit northwestgeorgianews.com. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.